And can never talk too much Packers on this Friday. We are looking forward to the big showdown with the Chicago Bears. This one at Soldier Field. Packers aren't going to have the Bears come into town until Christmas Day. So they got to go to Soldier Field first. They're doing that this Sunday, 3:15 is the kickoff, 1 o'clock. Your coverage begins here on K107.1. But really, we always got you covered when it comes to the Green Bay Packers. And a big reason why is because of CheeseheadTV.com's Brian Caravu, who joins us now on the K-Lines. Brian, how's it going this morning?
Fantastic. Getting ready for the first division game in the NFC North here for the Packers this weekend.
Yeah, the Packers face the Saints, face the Panthers, so a leg up on some of the other NFC teams, but now we go inside our division, and no worse place to start, I think, than Soldier Field. Bears have a score to settle. Do you think they're coming with a little extra fire this time around?
Oh, yeah. It's always hard to win on the road in the NFL, and especially against the team that the Packers beat in the NFC Championship game last year for the right to go to the Super Bowl. Not only that, beat them in the regular season finale last year, the last game, Week 17. The Packers had to win that game just to get into the playoffs. So they've won two in a row in this series, and the Bears will be looking for their revenge, that's for sure.
Kind of nervous for this one, a little bit because it's on the road. It's in Soldier Field. But more so because if there's any team that's been kind of able to slow down Aaron Rodgers a little more than the other teams, it's been the Bears. Do you think they just game plan better for Aaron Rodgers, or it's because they're just so used to seeing the Packers?
Probably a little bit of both. The Bears defense, for whatever reason, just has had a little bit more success against Aaron Rodgers than most other teams. They run that Tampa 2 defense that I think probably gets a little more attention than it perhaps deserves. They don't run that defense all the time, but just being kind of high profile, they kind of get a lot of attention for running that style of defense. But the Bears, you know, the Packers have been able to win, but it's usually been a little bit more of a low-scoring game when Aaron Rodgers has faced the Chicago Bears these past several times.
Do you expect a high output then for the Packers on offense, or do you expect another classic black and blue division matchup?
I kind of do expect a little bit more of a low-scoring game, not to say it's going to be 10-3, I think, as it was in their Week 17 matchup last year. But, I don't expect the output the Packers have had the first 2 weeks of the 2011 regular season, where they've scored, I believe, 70-some combined points between weeks 1 and 2. I think they regressed toward the mean a little bit this week.
Packers have scored a lot of points. You're right about that, Brian. Talking with Brian Caravu, CheeseheadTV.com. But they've also given up their fair share. Kind of concerned about how many yards the defense has given up. Do the Bears have an offense that's going to continue that trend, or do they really have any playmakers we should worry about? They seem kind of down in that regard.
They do, and their offensive line especially is kind of troubling. They're going to be without Wisconsin native Gabe Kareemi, their first-round draft choice, who's been a starter on the offensive line for them. And the Bears have given up the most sacks in the entire NFL this season, 11 sacks. So, that's a sore point for them. But Jay Cutler, say what you will about Jay Cutler, he can look good in spurts. And if he happens to be on his game this Sunday, the Packers do have to look out.
Of course, the Packers defense going to be without Nick Collins, not just for this week, but the remainder of the season. He's been placed on injured reserve. Any other injuries we should be aware of, Brian?
Nothing too big, but just as of note, Charles Woodson and Clay Matthews, two Pro Bowlers for the Packers, have not practiced yet this week because of minor injuries they sustained in the Panthers game. They're expected to play Sunday. The Packers' last day of practice is today, so it's kind of worth watching whether they'll be able to practice and game plan a little bit for the Bears today, this afternoon.
Brian, we run a prediction contest at K107.com, and so far, everybody has picked Green Bay to win. Everybody's picked Green Bay so far. Are you in that boat, or do you see a Bears victory?
I am not in that boat. I think it's tough to win in the NFL. I actually predict the Bears to win. Now, by all means, if the Packers win, would that surprise me? Not a bit. But, you know, forced to guess, I'm predicting the Bears to win this weekend, and I'm sure a lot of Packer fans aren't happy to hear that, but it's tough to win in the NFL. The Packers aren't going to go 16-0. They're going to lose sometime, and Soldier Field could be the place.
Well, I think when Packer fans, you know, when you initially see the schedule, you kind of run through it and you say 11-5, 12-4, and then you pick the games that you think the Packers are going to lose. Usually you pencil in a loss at Soldier Field, but now that it's 2 days away, it's unfathomable that you don't take the Packers, Brian. What are you doing?
Yeah, exactly. It's you know, the Packer fan in me wants to pick the Packers, but, you know, like I said, it's tough to win on the road. I've said that five times probably already, but it rings true, I think.
Well, let's hope you're wrong. I know you want to be wrong. We'll find out this Sunday. Coverage starts at 1 here on K107.1, the kickoff at 3:15. We'll wrap it all up with you on Monday, Brian. Until then, have a great weekend and go Pack.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
That's Brian Caravu of CheeseheadTV.com. If you haven't checked out the website, you have to. They have live blogs during the game. You can follow along on Twitter. It's a great experience for any Packer fan to enhance your viewing a little bit. Brian Caravu, CheeseheadTV.com. We'll talk to him again on Monday. More of your music coming up, K107.1.